you got to know. Little man comes up with these ridiculous, inappropriate, we would say just short-winded, short-sighted, non-thinking, ridiculous aptitudes that say you have to do this, you have to do that. You get the cancer, you have to take poison mustard, and if your immune system can live through the poison, then you can beat the cancer. You never get rid of the cancer, but it still holds on, but you can be in remission. So what you're trying to say is that all these different applications are the remembrance that you coming back from God, when you step down away from your power, all these things are added unto you where you have to then come back and say, okay, I can eat birch wood and make aspirin and make myself bleed out if I need to. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. Oh, I can do that. And you get the maximum dose, the part that kills you, and backs that off just a little bit, and that's the dose that you get used to, that you want, and that you run your body in such a way up and down a flagpole so many times that you can't even see straight till you finally want to step out of your meat sack body because you're trying to come back to the point where you can prove and know that you're God. That's what all this drug stuff is. That's what all this drug stuff is. You're proving that you can do the thing that they say you can't do that will kill you. The OD part is, aha, I'm so much of a God, I can step out of this. I don't have to do this. I am not trapped or bound into a little state. That's why exiting stage left becomes so much more popular. But what you're talking about is the application of the anointing, that the anointing flow, the mantle flow from you is a reminder to get you back to God. That's what its point is. It's the mantle, is that there is a higher office, the Bob's holy orifices. He loves those orifices, you know, Bob. But the holy orifices, mm-hmm. that then he can anoint, that are anointable, that are worthy, like the lamb that was slain, that blood that you're trying to achieve, that shall never, never, never lose its power. Or Pilate, on the other side, nervously washing his hands for the blood that just will not go away. And then Herod, sitting in the temple, counting out his money, trying to figure out how this all applies into these ridiculous castles that have been built right under his very nose, financed by his own house from Leopold the First, not the Second, that then comes back full circle around into Dobbstown and Opinel Hovem has run the scam on him again. He's the Bob Dobbs, is the Bernie Madoff of schizicisms of goddom.
That's awesome. And Bernie made up of quadriphenia or what?
Schizicism.
Excellent.
So yeah. Is this Leopold reminding of this Leopold the First, the one that?
Yeah, no. He's trying to get him. He's trying to tell him that the coach house is going to blow up and they must exit the building immediately, or they will be consumed as in a fire. And thank God, finally, everybody's out of it. Now, finally, everybody's out. But they got it messed up. Now they decided that Canada's going to blow up, so now everybody's leaving Canada. It's kind of like Costa Rica. They're going to go parcel off and sell all of Canada for a penny, and you don't even have to use, you can have no money, and they're going to charge Bob so much money to put his money in the bank, he might just decide to buy Canada and own Canada, but then he'll have to pay for the socialism, but he'll get Bernie Sanders to loan him some money. Oh, wait, he didn't have any either. Well, get it from Vermont. Oh, no, Vermont doesn't have any either. Oh, no, now Bob's going to have to take his own money and borrow his own money to pay for Canada's demise that he destroyed. Bob, wouldn't you much more enjoy all of maybe Panama or Costa Rica or maybe like South America? That might be cheaper. What do you think, Bob?
No, staying here in Maui.
No, you don't have to go there. We have to own it because it's down to nothing. It's down to, they're going to need a monarch, Bob. The king's leaving. He's like, I'm done. They've got a nine-year-old. Well, we offered you Russia for nine cents, and you wouldn't take it either. Yeah, so, whatever.